Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Empowered Wife. Updated and expanded edition by Laura Doyle is a relationship and marriage advice book aimed primarily at wives who want to improve intimacy, reduce conflict, and rebuild closeness in their marriages. Framed around the six intimacy skills, the book argues that many relationship problems persist because women are often taught to push, persuade, criticize, or manage their husbands rather than to create the conditions that naturally invite affection and cooperation. Doyle presents the book as a practical alternative to conventional marital problem solving, emphasizing self-care, respectful communication, vulnerability, and receiving love without guilt. It is not a clinical study or a traditional counseling guide. Instead, it is a prescriptive self-help manual built around behavior change and personal responsibility. The updated edition reflects the book's ongoing popularity and its position in contemporary marriage advice, especially among readers looking for concrete, action-oriented strategies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the six intimacy skills. As the book's central operating system, the book is organized around six practices that Doyle treats as the foundation of marital improvement. These skills are designed to shift the wife's behavior in ways that make affection, attention, and cooperation more likely without direct pressure. Rather than presenting marriage as a problem to be solved through negotiation alone, the book frames it as a relationship that changes when one partner changes the emotional climate. This is what makes the method distinctive. It is not advice to communicate more forcefully, but to communicate more effectively by lowering defensiveness and increasing warmth. The skills cover self-care, relinquishing control, showing respect, receiving graciously, vulnerability, and positive language. Together, they create a pattern of interaction meant to reduce conflict and increase connection. The practical claim is that these habits can shift a marriage from chronic friction to greater tenderness because they address daily relational behavior, not just major disputes. The framework is simple in presentation, but intentionally cumulative in effect. Secondly, self-care is presented as a relationship strategy, not a private luxury. One of the most important ideas in the book is that a wife's own well-being is not separate from the health of the marriage. Doyle treats self-care as a way to become calmer, less resentful, and less dependent on a husband for emotional regulation. This matters because the book assumes that anxiety, overfunctioning, and chronic disappointment often lead women to become controlling or critical, which then pushes a husband away. By encouraging women to focus on their own happiness, the book argues that they become more grounded and less likely to make the relationship feel heavy or transactional. The point is not selfishness, but emotional stability. In Doyle's model, when a wife takes responsibility for her own fulfillment, she is less likely to pressure her husband to meet every need and more likely to create a more attractive relational atmosphere. This makes self-care an active component of marriage repair rather than a personal reward. The book, therefore, links personal resilience with relational effectiveness in a direct and pragmatic way. Thirdly, respect, gentleness, and the rejection of criticism shape the book's view of communication. The Empowered Wife places unusual emphasis on the manner of communication rather than only its content. Doyle argues that criticism, correcting, lecturing, and demanding tend to erode intimacy even when the underlying complaint is valid. Instead, the book encourages wives to express needs in ways that preserve dignity and reduce threat. Respect is treated not as agreement with everything a husband says, but as a deliberate choice to value his perspective, feelings, and boundaries. This communication model is central to the book's logic because it assumes that people are more responsive when they feel safe rather than judged. In practice, the advice is to ask for what you want gently, avoid escalation, and focus on what invites cooperation. That makes the book less about winning arguments and more about changing interaction patterns. It also reflects a broader thesis that emotional tone shapes marital outcomes. The husband is expected to respond better when the wife creates a climate of respect and tenderness instead of one of correction and control. Fourthly, receiving affection graciously is treated as a skill that deepens intimacy. A distinctive element of the book is its focus on how a wife receives attention, gifts, help, and affection. Doyle suggests that many women inadvertently block closeness by feeling guilty, insisting on reciprocity, or minimizing a husband's efforts. In her framework, receiving graciously is not passive dependence. It is a relational skill that lets the husband experience his contribution as welcome and meaningful. This matters because the book sees gratitude and openness as ways to reinforce connection without pressure. When affection is accepted warmly, it becomes easier for a husband to offer more of it. The logic is behavioral and psychological positive responses reward the behaviors the wife wants to see repeated. This part of the book also challenges the assumption that strength in marriage means doing everything oneself. Instead, Doyle argues that allowing oneself to be cared for can create mutual satisfaction and make love feel more freely given. The skill is practical because it changes everyday exchanges, not just major relationship events, and it supports a cycle of generosity rather than obligation. Lastly, the book's appeal and limitations come from its counterintuitive, wife-centered approach. The Empowered Wife stands out in the marriage advice genre because it offers a strongly wife-centered method for improving a relationship without requiring the husband to enter counseling or adopt a matching program. That makes it appealing to readers who feel stuck, especially in marriages marked by distance, resentment, or repeated conflict. The book's promise is practical: change your own behavior, and the marriage may change with it. This is also the source of its controversy. Some readers appreciate the clarity and immediacy of the advice, while others see it as placing too much responsibility on women or as reflecting traditional gender assumptions. The book does not aim to be a neutral academic treatment of marriage. It is a coaching-style manual with a specific philosophy. That narrowness is also part of its usefulness, because it gives readers a concrete set of actions rather than broad theory. Its distinctiveness lies in presenting relationship repair as something a wife can begin immediately through behavior, tone, and self-management, even when the overall marriage feels fragile. In conclusion, The Empowered Wife is best suited for readers who want a direct, highly practical marriage guide centered on what one spouse can do without waiting for the other to change first. It will appeal most to wives who feel overburdened, criticized, emotionally disconnected, or stuck in patterns of chasing, arguing, or managing their husbands. The main benefit of the book is its clarity. It offers a small set of repeatable behaviors that are easy to understand and apply in daily life. Readers looking for a conventional couples counseling model may find its one-sided emphasis unusual, but that is also what makes it stand out. Compared with many relationship books, it is less theoretical, less diagnostic, and more focused on immediate habits that can alter the emotional tone of a marriage. Its strongest distinction is its insistence that improvement can begin with the wife's own choices, especially around respect, self-care, receiving, and communication. For readers open to a counterintuitive, behavior-based approach, it provides a coherent and actionable framework for rebuilding connection and reducing conflict. If you would like to support Laura Doyle, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.